Let's talk a little bit about general contractors. Okay. General contractors, where they have the bulk of their trades are subbed out to independent contractors, and they may have a few laborers on staff, may have some architectural design people on staff, but basically the bulk of the trades are subbed or subbed out to independent contractors. But you want to ask when you go see a contractor, are you a general contractor, subcontractor, or both? Some contractors have both sub work as well as a general contractor's license. Okay? There are five areas that represent 90% of a contractor's or general contractor's core business: sales and marketing, job bidding, costing, and estimating, job cost control, controlling labor and material, job site scheduling and management, the scheduling of people, material, and equipment on the job site, and accounts receivable management. Again, do you do commercial, residential, industrial work? Do you have design build capability? What you're really asking is, do you have architectural design capabilities in-house, or do you sub that out? Are you, if you're residential, do you do single, single family, multifamily? Do you sub subcontractors? They still have those five areas also as a general contractor, but the definition of a subcontractor or a type of subcontractor are framers, plumbers, HVAC contractors, electrical, masonry. They still have those five areas, but they're subcontractors, and they work usually for a general contractor. They are also paid after the general contractor. In other words, the general contractor does a draw or gets paid and a certain percentage, and then he or she then pays the subcontractors. Okay, so subcontractors are last in the food chain from a payment standpoint. Okay.